Last year, Central Indiana author Leah Johnson's young adult novel, You Should See Me in a Crown, was labeled as obscene content by the Oklahoma Attorney General. This week is National Banned Books Week, and Johnson just opened a bookstore that sells books by, for, and about marginalized people and other books that have been challenged by schools or government systems. WFYI's Darian Benson spoke with Johnson about book censorship.
There's been a lot of debate this year about book censorship and, you know, who has access to books, who controls it. Is this store a direct response to, you know, some of the things that came out of the 2023 legislative session in Indiana and across the country?
You know, there are a number of things that I could say, but the truth is, this was a product of rage and indignance. I was waking up every day and receiving Google alerts, not just about my books, but my friends' books that were being banned or removed from shelves or challenged. It was bad enough that it was happening all over the country, but to see it happen in this place that I have invested so much of myself in, this place that raised me, felt particularly insidious. And so my mom, who is a state representative, my mom was going into the state house every day, and I was just watching her put up these incredible fights full of principle and values and be shot down at every turn by the supermajority. And outside of my own personal experience, I think watching my mom continue to get up and mount that fight every single day made me feel like what I was doing wasn't enough. The store was absolutely a direct response to this year's legislative session, but it also is an extension not only of my work as a writer, but it also is an extension of my politics, which are all oriented towards equity and uplift of marginalized communities.
Where did the name Loudmouth come from?
That's a great question. Loudmouth has two different prongs of meaning. One, it is a name that I am quite familiar with being called as someone who has always been very outspoken about my values. It also is an assertion that this store is always going to loudly and proudly proclaim that we support marginalized authors, we uplift banned books, and we will always center the voices that other folks, especially in this community, are aiming to silence.
Why is it important for youth specifically to have books that may be banned or censored or challenged?
This is the million-dollar question. What I will say is that books provide us with blueprints for a possible future. It shows young people that it is possible to be all the things that they are and be them without fear or shame. Books show young people that they're not alone, that there are other people out there who have had the experience that they're having and have survived it. I think past that, though, the removal of books from shelves that reflect experiences of racism, a removal of queer people from public life. It is about a denigration of Black people who exist publicly and without fear. And that, to me, is of the utmost importance. There's no more important battle to me right now to fight than the fight to remain visible. Is this a children's bookstore? No, it's a bookstore for all people. But there will always be a special place, not only in my heart, but in my store, for young people who are yearning for that sense of being seen.
Thank you, Leah.
Of course.
That was Leah Johnson, Central Indiana author and now owner of a bookstore that sells books by, for, and about marginalized people and other books that have been challenged by schools or government systems. Johnson spoke with WFYI's Darian Benson.